Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another transmission laid out before us. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of March 2009. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Dr. Stan Monteef will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Then we're scheduled to have the author of Family of Secrets about the Bush CIA connections in studio, Russ Baker. And then we have a guest coming on. And he said he didn't mind his real name being used, but I'll double-check with him again before he comes on, dealing with mass graves being prepared. And he sent us photos of this. We've made some phone calls. We're posting that all in a story at Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes or so, also at PrisonPlanet.com. The headline, Military-Industrial Complex Prepares for Mass Graves for U.S. Citizens. Now, remember the Daily Newscatcher report, and we had the county emergency manager audio here on the show, and we have other mainstream articles where Homeland Security admits they have plastic coffins and are preparing for this. The headline, Inside Source Reveals FEMA and Department of Homeland Security Preparing for Mass Graves, Martial Law Near Chicago. Well, this is the usually quiet U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs cemetery has been unusually active lately. The National Memorial Cemetery in Arizona is a beautiful 225-acre facility located in Phoenix. For the past 45 days, early hours of the morning until sunset, a massive construction operation has been underway. Major amounts of earth have been excavated at about 9 to 10 feet deep and 600 to 1,000 feet wide. There are multiple locations on the property like this, and they're putting in... You can also check this on satellite view from Google Earth. You can see it. They are putting in all these coffins and then covering them back up just right underneath the surface of these concrete crypts. So amazing, amazing information. And we're about T-minus 30 minutes from getting the photos, the article up. We could have posted it last night, but I wanted to vet it some more. But... it just dovetails with, you know, upstate New York saying we may declare martial law for your safety and all the reports pouring in and open announcements all over the news that, oh, liaison regular army are going to be in all your major and even sub-police departments liaisoning. And, oh, the army spying on in-the-Fed protesters, including us in Dallas. In fact, it was out of Texas. Just a giant government system that has been growing and growing and growing. Because the bankers want to fully overthrow this nation financially, and once that happens, they've got to be able to suppress the population. They call it breaking eggs. You know, they kill 1,300,000 Iraqis. They feel good about it in Iraq over 6 years. You know, the U.S. banks, British banks funded the Bolsheviks that killed 50-plus million. U.S. London banks funded Hitler, funded Mao, funded Pol Pot. They fund all of them. And this is how they reorganize countries. This is how they take over and kill the middle class or imprison the middle class and convert the nation to total tyranny. And we are in the process of all of this heating up and accelerating right now. So we'll be going over that as well today. And then Webster Tarpley is going to be on with us with the latest developments on Obama and the Obama deception itself, which Webster's hailing as the best political documentary in 50 years. He doesn't usually hand out those type of compliments, but I mean, I do think it is an important film. He'll be on with us about a host of issues coming up in the fourth hour today. So, just a lot going on, a lot coming up. Also, Jason Berman's tonight, 9 to midnight, is going to have Alan Watt on with him for a few hours. That's always interesting and informative. It'll be Alan Watt's maiden voyage as a guest on with Burmese and the InfoWarriors show, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard.
Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was on with Mancal Muller this morning for about 10 minutes. And he brings me up on the show, and he starts giggling about how I talk about imaginary blimps 100,000 feet in the air. And so I started, I had a feeling he was going to do that, because he did last time I was on about a month ago. So I said, oh, here's the LA Times headline, here's an AP headline. I mean, can't you just Google this? Can't you just understand there are these surveillance blimps? And, you know, I'm not bashing the guy, because I know that's his shtick, and he's got to act like he's mainstream, and, you know, he claims he's anti-New World Order. But I was just on there with him and his co-host laughing at me. And then I read the New York Times headline about how the House has completely passed the Forced Compulsory Service Act, known as the GIVE Act. The Senate passed it and had a cloture vote, meaning they're not going to have any more debate on it. And so now they've just got to get together, basically, and have a full vote with and then pass it now to the House. And it passed by 74-14 with a few abstentions, people that didn't vote. So it passed with huge numbers, 321-105 last Thursday. We wrote stories about it at PrisonPlanet.com. Link to the bill, link to the subsections where it says mandatory national service. And the other host, his co-host, just said he Googled it and said, no, that's a bill about taxes, Charles Schumer. And I said, no, it's not. Now, here's the New York Times, National Service Corps Bill clears Senate hurdle, and said, here's the Associated Press. Senate looks into expanding AmeriCorps. And then here's the United States Senate roll call vote. I mean, you can go to senate.gov/legislative and then go to the vote on the bill. On the 111th Congress first session. But, I mean, that's the level of denial going on. And this happens on lots of, quote, mainstream radio shows I go on, where it won't matter if I've got mainstream news articles about them building FEMA camps from the Houston Chronicle and Associated Press. It doesn't matter if I get the secret MIAC report with the phone numbers of the state police and the state police confirm that they put the report out. It doesn't matter even when it's in the Associated Press afterwards and all over TV and all over CNN and Fox. Still, people say I made it up. It's not real. And just the level of denial that we deal with here is staggering. And I don't mind people saying I'm making stuff up or I'm a liar, because it doesn't bother me to be attacked. But it upsets me for their mindset, and even people quote in the alternative media, because there is just such a lack of research and information, and we're always light years ahead of basically everybody. And that isn't very good, because we're not perfect. I have a lot of shortcomings, and we miss a lot of things. It's just the level of denial is staggering. And the level of disinformation in the alternative media, you know, the mainstream media spins things and lies and puts out disinformation, or they lie by omission. But at the same time, just because we have to watch the mainstream media, you also have to take alternative media with a grain of salt and learn how to check things out for yourself. Learn how to look things up for yourself. I mean, I'm here talking about Pentagon directive that sets up Forced National Service. We have a link to it. Paul Watson has done a masterpiece. I asked him to do a master article. And by a master article, something that was encyclopedic, something that had every bit of information, every facet, every angle of the police state New World Order takeover in it, dealing with the National Compulsory Service bills moving through the House and Senate on the verge of being law. And he did that. This is just an unbelievably powerful article. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Senate rubber stamps national enslavement bill. And every claim we make is a link directly to the legislation or mainstream news. Every claim we make. So prepare yourselves. I'm going to read this now on air into the public record. Senate rubber stamps national enslavement bill. Paul Joseph Watson, March 24, 2009. It's now the 25th. The Senate last night rubber stamped a nightmare domestic draft bill that legislates mandatory national service and creates a, quote, army of at least 7 million civilian enforcers working at the behest. See, I've been saying a million. That's what they said a few years ago. No, now it's 7 million in the legislation to start. See, it's always worse than we first have from the info. It's always worse. People accuse us of exaggerating. No, it's far worse. The Senate last night rubber stamped a nightmare domestic draft bill that legislates mandatory national service and creates an army of at least 7 million enforcers working at the behest of the government, while also containing language that threatens to ban free speech and the right to protest. Last week, we reported on the House passage of the Generations Invigorating Voluntarism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act, which was carried with a 321-105 margin vote. It passed. A passage contained in 6104 of the original House version entitled Duties in subsection B6 states that a commission will be set up to investigate whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed. And they're already telling public school kids they have to do this now. But then 18 to 25, you're actually 3 months a year in military training. The language has been dropped out of the version passed by the Senate, but they added another clause. However, Section 120 of the bill discusses the Youth engagement zone program in states that serving learning, service learning, that's re-education camp, literally, will be a mandatory part of the curriculum in all of the secondary schools served by the local educational agency. Notice how they call it local education agency, but this is a federal law. It's really federal agency locally. This part remains in the version passed by the Senate. Roles which will be staffed by members of the programs labeled Required National Service Corps. That's in the bill. That's in the current bill. Required National Service Corps. What's that? Required National Service. Say it again. Required. National Service Corps, including criminal justice, environmental stewardship, and public safety. So let me translate that. That's what the Philadelphia Daily News and AP reported in 2002, 2003, pulled these articles. They already had Secure Corps, a subset of AmeriCorps, and it said warrant apprehension, training with M16s, fugitive apprehension, checkpoints, cordon operations. And then now all over the country, they're turning public schools into military camps run by the Army and the Marines. And then they're saying public school children have to go to it in the district. I mean, you cannot make this up. That's Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's happening in Illinois, Texas, California, Georgia, Florida. Just so you know, in communist Russia and Nazi Germany, that's what the schools were, military camps. So let me translate that. When it says including criminal justice, mandatory service in criminal justice, that means being trained to be little devil dogs, little enforcers. Environmental enforcement, that's land grabbing and knocking on doors and pushing propaganda. Fire rescue and emergency personnel and other individuals with backgrounds in disaster preparedness, relief, and recovery. The bill was rubber stamped by the Senate last night, 74-14 motion. In what was described as a procedural vote, a move that creates an army dispersed to help with education, this is a quote, health services and the environment. Health services means force injections, which would vastly enlarge the notion of community organizing and allow, as Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat of Maryland, said tonight, for about 7 million people to be engaged in such work, reports the New York Times. Every claim we make has links. The Senate will meet tomorrow morning to formally ratify the bill and finalize amendments. Call your senator and demand that at least the mandatory language contained in the bill will be removed. References to the program as the creation of a civilian army have dominated mainstream news coverage of the legislation. We have a link to CNN where they say army, army, army over and over again. We played it here yesterday. 7 million members of the civilian army equates to about one member for every 50 Americans, a similar figure to the number of East Germans who collaborated with the Stasi and informed their own citizens during the Cold War. And the training's exactly the same. Spying on your neighbors, it's all in there. And England's passing the same stuff simultaneously. So is Australia. It's all unified. So is Canada. The GIVE Act is just one of many pieces of legislation that vastly expands service organizations in line with Obama's agenda to create a, quote, national civilian security force. In January, we also reported on the introduction of the Department of Defense Civilian Expeditionary Workforce, 140410, we have a link to that, that will see all American civilians trained and equipped to deploy overseas in support of worldwide military operations or domestically, I would add. The DOD report states management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees, either voluntarily or involuntarily, or on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. Now, what did the InfraGuard that came out 2 years ago in mainstream newspapers, they reported how great it was. 50,000 secret executives in infrastructure protection armed, and they've been given license to kill during martial law their employees. Kill whoever you want. Anybody gives you a problem. See, that's who's going to be managing the new civilian force. And it says they're going to conscript nurses, doctors, police, everybody, engineers. This is slavery, just like in the Soviet Union or Germany. You can't make this stuff up, and they got 26,000 preachers and the clergy response teams. The article goes on and on. I'm gonna read the rest of it when we get back. And I challenge people, you know, we do the work here. We put this together. We do the research. It's all there. The big picture. Don't even have to connect the dots. This is a clear picture right here, stated what they're doing. You better go get it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The article is Senate Rubber Stamps National Enslavement Bill.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
So the Pentagon, the Congress, the President, the courts are all seamlessly doing this. They're seamlessly merging everything together. And before I get back to the article, breaking down Senate Rubber Stamps National Enslavement Bill, I have Reuters, AP, and then this Atlanta Journal-Constitution article. Listen to this. Despite protest, county proceeds with Marine School. County plans to open public high school in partnership with U.S. Marine Corps. Christine Torres, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Monday, March 23rd. This is 2 days old. DeKalb County school officials are forging ahead with plans to open a first-of-its-kind military-style public school despite a growing campaign by activists upset by the involvement of the U.S. Marines. Now, that's not true. There's over 100 of these that we know of. But then they go on to admit that later. It says in the it's the worst thing that could ever happen in Georgian education, says Michael Burke, a county resident and spokesman for the Georgian Veterans Alliance, a group that aligns itself with the work of the Georgia Peace and Justice Coalition. The whole thing is just a ploy to help the Marines recruit, Burke said. We expect to fight it tooth and nail. The response irritated DeKalb County school officials. They said the stereotypes that proposed a Marine school and students may be interested in the protest, mounted largely through emails and letters, have not deterred them, they said. Hey, guys, do me a favor. I gave the producer last night on his desk the Reuters where it admitted it was a bunch of places. It isn't in this article. I want to read that. It's on Rob Dew's desk. Will you ask him to give me the other articles? This is not a training ground to send kids in the military, said DeKalb School Superintendent Crawford Lewis, whose system with 99,700 students is the state's third largest. My job is not to look after a portion of children, but all the children. One size does not fit all. For the mom who believes her child is capable of going to college but lacks discipline, this is the choice. See, and what they're doing in L.A. and Chicago, where they've had these for at least 10 years, is when your child's late to class or gets in any trouble, I mean for petty things, or puts a MySpace up making fun of the principal, they arrest them. This has been in the news. And they send them to, quote, forest labor camps. That was mainstream news out of, Ohio 2 weeks ago. And then they force them to go to these military schools, which are public schools. Here it is. Marine school objectors don't deter county officials. No, this is the same article. I had a Reuters on this. It doesn't matter. I can't keep track of it anymore. Point is, these are everywhere. It goes on, the county school spokesman said Monday the system has hired a commandant for the school, which system officials hope to open in August. The commandant was selected from a list of three candidates from the Marines. A memorandum of understanding with the Marines has not yet been signed. The Marine Corps Institute will be the first of its kind in Georgia and joins an expanding network, of schools nationwide. Let me go back to the first line of the article. County school officials are forging ahead with plans to open the first-of-its-kind military-style public high school. Then you read down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 paragraphs, and then they admit the truth. The Marine Corps Institute will be the first-of-its-kind in Georgia and joins an expanding network of schools nationwide. The first public military academy opened in Richmond, Virginia in 1980, and more than a dozen now exist in places from New York to Wisconsin. No, it's over 100. Now, they passed a law, 3 years ago to allow recruiting in the schools, and it said in the bill, and they do it now, well, they'll have access at lunch in the playground in middle school and high school. And it came out in Houston and Denver and New York because some of the kids were smart enough to record it. Their parents would tell them to. They go, listen to me, buddy. You sign these documents and go to the military, you're going to prison. This is an order from the president. You sign the agreement to go into the Marines or the Army, in the case of Houston, it was the Army, or you're going to prison. And then they said, oh, we'll investigate these guys in these cities doing this. And then they actually promoted the people that got caught because that's their policy, is to threaten them with going to prison if they don't sign up. So you send your children to a government reeducation camp to be terrorized by troops that threaten them to join the military or they'll be arrested. That's why they're setting up portable buildings outside all the schools with judges in them. They have this in Austin. You're late to class three times. They call it a criminal truancy, though that's 14 in one semester in Texas. So they violate the law. It's not even a law. They call the parents in before the judge. They have them every week. They put this on our local news. They scream at them and say, sign the documents, waive your child's rights, or I'll have you arrested for contempt. It's terrorism. Judge can't do that. But the parents on the news sign the paper. The kid now goes into the military's hands. I mean, this is slavery. I'm going to come back and more into this and into the national draft. It's here. This is what they're doing. They're taking over, just like we're a third world nation. This is as hardcore as it gets. We will continue after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You know, mainstream news, radio, it's just a bunch of bubbling and giggling and snickering, feeding the public mindless pap. Not here. It's all hardcore information. And thanks to you, ladies and gentlemen, spreading the word about this radio show. It is exploding on the AM and FM dial. The internet numbers are just climbing. And we continue on this trajectory within a year. If they don't shut the web or cripple it by then, it's this show alone, this the website's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, it's just going to be so massive, it's unbelievable. And it's another testament to what we can do together, fighting the globalist. Now, that military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens article is up on InfoWars.com. We sent photos and two different groups. We've also got a video that should be up by the end of the day we just got. We have this gentleman coming up in a couple hours here on the show, but that's coming up next. This is an exclusive to InfoWars.com. Despite protest, county proceeds with Marine School. And it says the Marine Institute in Georgia will be the first of its kind in Georgia and joins an expanding network of such schools nationwide. The first public military academy opened in Richmond, Virginia in 1980. And more than a dozen now exist in places from New York to Wisconsin. One proponent has been Arne Duncan, recently nominated as the nation's education secretary after leading the Chicago public school system since 2001, Chicago opened the nation's first public high school run by the Army's Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps and now features a 6 full-site military academies in Chicago alone. You see? And it just goes on from there. Now, continuing with the article that Paul Watson wrote, Senate rubber stamps national enslavement bill. In January, we also reported on the introduction by the Defense Department of the Civilian Expeditionary Workforce that will see American civilians trained and equipped to deploy overseas and domestically in support of worldwide military missions. The DOD report states management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily or involuntarily or on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. Through the Civilian Expeditionary Workforce Program is restricted to DOD, similar programs have already been established in public sector workers. Remember about 4 years ago they were talking about drafting professionals? Well, we're only going to draft doctors to make them join the military and nurses and firemen. See, the Pentagon says they want this. One such program has seen hundreds of police, firefighters, paramedics, and utility workers recently trained and dispatched as terrorism liaison officers in Colorado, Arizona, California to watch for suspicious activity, and truck drivers, too, I would add, 500,000 of them, which is later fed into secret government databases. Similar initiatives have been introduced into other Western countries, including recently in the UK, with the announcement that MI5 is currently training up to 60,000 UK citizens as part of a civilian network of terrorism spotters, according to Prime Minister Gordon Brown and Home Secretary Joaquin Smith. And in the training there and in the U.S., they say that carpet cleaners, plumbers, when they're in your house, spy on you. In addition, Obama's Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, publicly stated his intention to help create universal civilian defense training in a book he wrote and on C-SPAN in 2006-2007. In an interview with Ben Smith of the New York Daily News, Emanuel outlined the agenda for the military-style training, essentially a domestic draft aimed at preparing Americans for a chemical or biological terror attack. Asked by Smith about the Universal Service Plan and whether people would have to live in military barracks, Emanuel laughed before responding. We're going to have universal civil defense training somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25. You will do 3 months of training, but there can be nothing wrong with all Americans having a joint similar experience of what we call civil defense training or civil service in the service of the country in preparation, which we all give people a sense of what it means to be an American. It will be a common experience and we'll be prepared, God forbid, this is a quote, that there is a chemical hit, another terrorist attack or natural disaster becoming more frequent. There'll be a body of citizens who are ready and capable and trained. That's all you have to think about, said Emanuel, before smugly declaring, we're all here for you, okay? It's a circle of love. Ask if the training would be military style with people wearing uniforms, Emanuel stated. If you're worried about, are you going to have to do 50 jumping jacks? The answer is yes. Adding that the service could be done throughout the state National Guard. That's what it is. See, they're introducing it like soup kitchens and things, but when you read all the bills and what they're doing, it's military. And then there's environmental tattletale corps and force inoculation corps. It's all there. It goes on. Ask if the training would be military style of people wearing uniforms. Manuel said, if you're worried about, are you going to have to do 50 jumping jacks? The answer is yes, adding that the service could be done through state National Guard. Shockingly, the GIVE legislation also contains language that could completely demolish the First Amendment. The 12th Amendment to the Act states, amendments to prohibit organizations from attempting to influence legislation, organize or engage in protest, petitions, boycotts, or strikes, and assist, promote, or deter union organizing. So see, they force you into national service, then you have no First Amendment. As Gary Wood writes, those in support of this legislation will argue this amendment is limited in scope and is not meant to interfere with the rights of citizens to protest, petition, boycott, or strike in resistance to government-proposed laws. However, the people associated through the service under the GIVE Act are considered volunteers, still free citizens. Yet it will be unlawful for them to take part in any protest against any legislation. This is as close to the Sedition Act, a violation of the First Amendment rights, as have been proposed in recent history. A basic right as part of our natural inalienable rights is to resist government. Our founders not only knew it was the right, but it was a responsibility. The legislation begins to break that down significantly. Fears about Obama's plans to create involuntary servitude and domestic spy squads were first stoked in July of 2008 when Obama told a rally in Colorado Springs, the real seat of government in the U.S., by the way, NORTHCOM, Space Command, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded." Despite denials that Obama plans to institute a mandatory program of national service, his original Change.gov website stated that Americans would be required to complete 50 hours of community service in the middle school and high school, 100 hours of community service in every college year. The text was only later changed to state that Americans would be encouraged to undertake such programs. Numerous other national service bills have been introduced, which target everyone from school children to the elderly. They include the Service for All Ages Initiative, the Summers of Service Act, the Semester of Service Act, the Encore Service Act, and the Action Act. Regarding the Give Act, the bill's opponents, and there are only a few in Congress, say it would cram ideology down the throats of young volunteers. That's what it's federal. Total federalization of what's left in the school's sovereignty, many of whom could be forced into service since the bill creates a Congressional Commission on Civic Service. We can tribute our time and money under no government coercion or scale the rest of the world doesn't emulate and probably can't imagine. Again, we contribute our time and money under no government coercion on a scale that the rest of the world doesn't even emulate and probably can't imagine, said Luke Sheehan, contributing editor to the Family Security Foundation. The idea that government should order its people to perform acts of charity is contrary to the idea of charity. Well, it's not charity. It's government-directed propaganda. And it removes the responsibility for charity from the people to the government, destroying private initiative. Lee Carey of the Conservative American Thinker warns that Obama's agenda is to tap into the already active volunteerism of millions of Americans and recruit them to become cogs in a gigantic government machine grinding out his social reengineering agenda. The passage of such shocking legislation, with barely a whimper from the political activist groups, goes to show how well the corporate media has performed its camouflaging the legislation with flowery characterizations of helpful volunteerism, when in reality the bill creates the pretext for mandatory national service and the creation of a multi-million man domestic civilian defense unit who will be tasked with spying on their fellow Americans under the justification of protecting the country from terrorism. And under that, he has some recent articles that nexus in. House passes mandatory national service bill. Senate to push carbon tax enslavement bill. Democrats introduce public national service bills. Senate passes $819 million economic stimulus bill. Rahm Emanuel wants compulsory service for your kids. On and on and on. And as lengthy and detailed as that article is, it doesn't scratch one-tenth of the open statements and admissions that this is total martial law and spying on your neighbors, they're training the kids and the college people of your trash can dumps over to call the police on you because you've engaged in an environmental crime. They're already being arrested in England for that. I mean, this is just wall-to-wall, insane, frothing tyranny. My producer is at the door. What's going on, Rob? Okay, thank you. Man, they're giving me so many articles. You guys are awesome. Okay, let me go ahead and get into the next ultra-massive news story. Strip search of girls test limits of school policy. Oh, yeah, they strip search them everywhere. It's all part of the freedom. They use males to strip the girls. See, they're blast. That's the New York Times. They're blasting past just any decency in setting these precedents. Okay, let me get to the FEMA mass grave story here. This is exclusive to Infowars.com. We've got video coming soon to the report. This is from Shepard Ambellus. Very brave to want his name put on this. Military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens. And you want to do something, this is what you do. You start your own news website. You go out and you cover cameras going up, police checkpoints, government corruption, what's going on at your city council. You put up bumper stickers around town, flyers, you'll end up getting on local talk radio, your site will build, and then you could just publish articles that you write for us yourself, and we'll just link to you. Or if you want to send us the articles and the documentation and vet it, which has been done, we will post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we want to commend more and more of you sending us reports. Military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens. I know we're working on this, but I just want to remind Rob, because we'll suspend one of the later guests if we have to do this, to go ahead and call the military cemetery and get their director on right now, because we should have, I know we're working on that. We need to get them before everybody starts calling them, because then they'll get scared and won't come on. We need to, because like every time we tell you there's a military checkpoint, a gun confiscation drill, people don't believe it. We've got to have the colonel on to admit it on air, to tell you how great it is. So call the cemetery, guys. Call the cemetery. Yeah, I know we're on that, but just call the cemetery. Military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens. A usually quiet U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs cemetery has been unusually active lately. The National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona is a beautiful 225-acre facility located in Phoenix, Arizona. For the past 30 to 45 days in the early hours of the morning until sunset. See, that's what's scary. It's secret. A massive construction operation is underway. Major amounts of earth have been excavated. You'll see the photos. Out of about 9 to 10 feet deep and 600 to 1,000 feet wide. There is multiple locations on the property like this from the satellite view that appears to be more sections that have been covered with the concrete lids and backfilled to look as if nothing is there. ABC rock is put in place under the burial vaults for good drainage and soil bedding. This will help not contaminating groundwater sources for decomposition of human bodies. Remember all the FEMA coffins in Georgia and Colorado? Remember the report that we went over from the Daily Newscaster with the county official? Out of Indiana, insider source reveals FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago. It goes on here. The cleanliness of the heavy equipment operation and the large perfect cuts of earth is impressive. These massive concrete boxes are transported from a nearby storage yard on various privately owned flatbed semi-trucks, then unloaded and put into place a half mile away from the actual gravesite. They are installed tight together, side by side, with no space in between. Seeing the regular graves have the space. An interview was conducted between my friend and a truck driver involved in this operation. After beating around the bush for 10 minutes, the driver admitted, "I got paid a whole lot of money to speak good English. Take it for what it's worth, but that sounds suspect." The truck driver also admitted, "Each burial vault holds 4 caskets. I took note that if the caskets were not used, you could fit 40 bodies or more in each one. So if these were to hold 4 troops each and a truck driver did not know what he was talking about, then this would mean there are plans in advance for 4,000 U.S. soldiers' deaths." That sounds like Pakistan. If these do not contain caskets and only bodies are inserted, there could be room for 40,000 civilian bodies. Editor's note, on February 11, 2009, D.H. Williams, writer for the Daily Newscast, reported on the revelations of an Indiana County municipal official in the vicinity of Chicago, who we played the interview with, who revealed how FEMA and DHS were attempting to prepare county officials to prepare a hazard mitigation plan to deal with floods, fires, highway winds, and tornadoes. FEMA inquired if and where mass graves could be placed in the county, and would they accept bodies from elsewhere, writes Williams. Yeah, and so if there were to hold 4 troops each, and the truck driver didn't know what he was talking about, then this would mean that there are plans in advance over 4,000 dead U.S. troops or 40,000 dead civilian bodies. Okay, so I babbled through that article. There you have it. And again, we sent the photos in 2 different groups. Kurt's going to post more photos. And we have that satellite photo. It needs to be posted. Or, Kurt, you can just go up to Google Earth and get another photo, the current one of the Memorial, National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona. But they're doing this secretly at night. They're covering the grave vaults up with a thin layer of soil. And they're stacking the vaults side by side, snugly up against each other. That's not how regular graves are prepared. They're smaller vaults for an individual person, and there's generally about 4 or 5 feet on either side to the north, south, east, and west. So this is definitely mass graves. This is definitely either four troops or U.S. citizens or both. And they're building these suckers. Again, I keep mentioning on air, and I have been so busy I don't have time to go pull it up because I've done searches and can't find it, but I know our listeners can. Maybe it's been posted in the Prison Planet forum. But I remember in 2002, headline, Rocky Mountain News, governor says state prepared with mass graves and incinerators. And it said they could burn, I think it was 15,000 bodies an hour, or was it a day? We need that article. That's a key article. I know I read it on air probably 10 times when it came out. We'll integrate this all in together. We'll beef up this article that this listener sent us. We've got him coming on in a couple hours. We'll come back, cover more news, and Dr. Stan Monteith is going to be joining us. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Well, the emails are pouring in from listeners around the country who have seen similar mass crypt graves being put in and then covered back up. Sherry writes from Abilene with her phone number. Sherry, please get out there, take photographs, and just like you're visiting graves, and email it to robd@infowars.com. Alex, there is a new cemetery on our FM 600 outside Abilene, Texas. It sprung up about 9 months ago. The same thing is going on. Lines of holes with cement liners and gravel around it. It is huge. I did not have any pictures. It shook me up to see it. Well, Shelley, we need you. I mean, even if you don't own a camera, go buy a $5, $6 disposable. You can take snapshots in Target and other places. I know Abilene's got that. You can take it, have them scan it for you into files, and you'll get send you a couple Obama deceptions. You know, just give us your address if you want us to, in a roundabout circumnavigation, pay for the camera. Just get out there, take the photos, folks. This is going on everywhere. FEMA admits they've got millions of these plastic coffins all over the country. You know, we broke that a long time ago. And I guess about 7 years ago, people didn't believe us. Now it's big news, and folks go out and videotape it and talk to the local caretakers. And, you know, you can read the company name, and it's a company that sells coffin liners. And they are putting these in all over the country. And there's a good chance they're going to release bird flu or something on us, folks. And I'm sorry they're going to kill a lot of us. I mean, I've tried to fight them. I've tried to do the best job I can. That's why we don't screw around here on this show and infight and things, like so many people in our movement do. It's just unbelievable. Because the time is so short with all of this, we don't have any time to screw around. But the story's up on InfoWars.com. Military-industrial complex prepares mass graves for U.S. citizens with the photos and everything. And again, we have Dr. Stan Monteith coming up in about 4 minutes. In fact, go ahead and get him online, John, please. And then we've got Russ Baker, Family of Secrets book on Bush. He was here in town, covered by C-SPAN, and will be in studio with us reportedly. Then we have Shepard coming on, who took the photos of the mass graves. We've called the cemetery. The director's not there. We keep calling back to see when he gets in. Webster Tarpley is also on the show today. So it is definitely getting crazy. This is a wicked, murderous, criminal, illegitimate government. And if we don't wake up to that and get the word out that they're taking over through martial law, quietly federalizing everything, and setting up national conscription for basically everybody, this isn't just a draft. This is slavery. And the old Soviet Union and East Germany and places in China, they would just tell people, you know, okay, 10 hours a week, you got to show up and dig ditches, or you got to show up and work in the fields and on top of whatever else you do. And Stalin in Ukraine and other areas for several decades wouldn't even let people have their own gardens. They wouldn't even let them keep an acre of their own land, and tens of millions starved. And finally, when Stalin died, they started letting them have these little, quarter acres. They have a name. Solzhenitsyn writes about them. And those little plots produce most of the country's food, because the big communal farms didn't work and fell apart. See, it's all about institutionalizing us, getting control of us, getting us in the system, so we're dependent on the state. And I just hope everybody will realize that's Obama's agenda. That's the elite's agenda. That's the Republicans' agenda as well. And the Obama deception shatters that left-right paradigm, and I'm very excited this film has gone mega-viral all over the web. I'm very excited people are ordering the high-quality DVD and making copies of it and getting it out to people at InfoWars.com. We're getting PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and downloading it in super high-quality DivX and burning it to disk. That's the best and quickest way to get it and get it out to people. You can burn them on a CD and it plays in DVD players, and it's much cheaper. You know, a blank DVD might cost $1, but a blank CD costs like 20 cents. And you can give people the film. Please go crazy with this information. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.